This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A panel of scientists this week told Colorado regulators to prepare the energy grid for more heat waves, wildfires, and floods. CPR's Miguel Otalora reports.
In recent years, wildfires, drought, and freezing temperatures have knocked down power across the country. State and federal experts told the Colorado Public Utilities Commission to expect more of the same as climate change makes Colorado warmer and drier. The commissioners mainly wanted to know about better ways to predict and model for those disasters, such as the potential for strong winds to bring down power lines. The experts offered a few answers, but said energy generation is poised to face increasing obstacles from extreme weather. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The Colorado State Fair had its most successful year ever last year when it comes to revenue, KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The fair generated more than $43 million during its 11-day run. According to an annual report, nearly $15 million of that went back into the Pueblo County economy. Activities at the fairgrounds throughout the year additionally brought in close to $12 million. Meantime, expenses declined, in part from a labor shortage. Attendance at the fair last year was down a little bit from 2019, with close to 460,000 people. The 2020 event was modified due to COVID-19. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
In Pueblo this morning, clear skies and 60 degrees. Colorado Springs currently at 60. Around Denver today, its highs close to 90 and a little cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.